Tui's joined us. G'day, Zach. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. You've just literally jetted back in from what's been an unbelievable 24 hours in Sydney. How'd you pull up physically after it all?
Yeah, not too bad. Like, after any loss, your ego tends to take more of a hit than your body, but I'm feeling okay.
Now, I mean, it's going to be one of those things that you'll talk about to your grandchildren, and it's a part of history now. What was it like to be on the ground when all hell broke loose, I guess we could call it, when he kicked that 1,000th goal?
Yeah, look, it's an iconic moment in the history of the game, really, one that I'm not sure we'll ever see again. I can sort of remove myself enough from the fact that it was a game we lost to kind of appreciate what was happening. And he's arguably one of the best players ever. So seeing it up close was special. It was just a pity we didn't get the result on the night.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, were you under strict instructions, the team, to immediately, as soon as it happened, to get off the ground as quickly as you could and as efficiently as you could?
Yeah, we were told that were we to get to the milestone, we would just sort of head back down the race as quickly as we could for a 15 or 20-minute break and play and then come back out.
Your plans, though, for that were slightly askew. Basically, one of the fans ran straight head-on into you. You went over, he went over, and tell us a little bit what happened after that.
Yeah, one of the guys came on, a lot of them came on with a bit too much vigour. He sort of ran straight into me and we had a bit of a head clash and he went over and he apologised pretty quickly. I've said this already, he seemed like a decent guy.
Yep.
But as he ran off, he left his phone and house keys or car keys on the ground, and I didn't fancy his chances of coming back and them still being there, so I picked him up and ran after him to give him back, because they're pretty crappy things to lose. I'm sure we've all lost one or the other at some stage.
Yep. And he must have thought that you were probably about to talk to him about his behaviour with you previously, rather than give him back his keys and his wallet.
Yeah, I kind of caught up close enough to him to grab him by the collar and just to give him back his phone, but I think he turned around and he apologised again. I think he thought maybe I was coming after him for something else, but nah, all fair.
Was it difficult to get back into game mode after all that happened, and the amount of time that between, when Buddy took that mark and you all started to move off the ground when he kicked the ball, to when you went back out to play the last, 5 minutes, 55 of the game?
Yeah, it was not something I've ever experienced before. I don't think anybody had. There's probably a little bit of the sting well and truly gone out of game by the time we come back out, and it was more just sort of try and finish it out as strong as you can and not get injured. 20-minute breaks with 5 minutes to go aren't great prep for the body, but we seem to get through all right.
Yeah. What was the message from the coach after the game in terms of what you take out of this to head into the Collingwood game this weekend?
Oh, it's a long season. You don't get a sense of where teams are really at for 5 or 6 weeks at the start. And we had a lot of things that worked really well for us on the night, and they kicked super straight.
Oh, did
really
they ever?
Yeah, which is really hard to compete with when you're not kicking quite as well. And it's not panic sessions by any stretch. Sydney's hardly been an easy game for a long time now, so we'll be right.
It's a cliche, but gee, a week is a long time in the different emotions that a game of football can bring to the table, isn't it?
Yeah, most of us have been around for long enough now to kind of learn how to cope with it. And I guess the trick is to not get too high when you win and not get too low when you lose. It's a bit of a cliche, but you don't want to ride the emotional roller coaster, because, as you said, it can be take some fairly sharp turns.
Already started thinking about the Pies for this Saturday night?
No, not even a little bit from me. I've only just gotten back home to two screaming kids, so I'll take 24 hours and then I'll start worrying about the Pies.
All right, well, listen, Zach, congratulations on that wonderful little bit of sort of theatre that happened amid a whole lot of other theatre that was going on last night. That was terrific to see. It's become a bit of an iconic moment itself within another iconic moment, which you should be pretty happy about. So thanks for giving us some time today. Really appreciate it, and good luck for the rest of the season.
Pleasure. Take care.